80% of anything is psychology or mindset, and only 20% is strategy. If you Google like how to get a pay rise, there are thousands, if not millions of pages out there that show you like, hey, how do you ask for a raise? How do you get a pay rise? If all of this information is available, why doesn't anyone use it? And you know, this is a big topic and that not many people talk about. And the same is true for other areas of life, right? Like people want a six pack, so they'll Google like how to get a six pack, and there's millions of pages and books and podcasts out there to help you to get a six pack. But less than 10% actually achieves it. Like, why is that? And this question has always fascinated me. Like, we all know what to do, or we at least know where to get information, but we don't do it. And this is exactly why 80% is mindset and 20% is strategy. Like, we all know the strategy, we can all find the strategy, but we don't do it because our mindset doesn't execute the strategy and there's some block there. The common blocks that I found is that people lack confidence. They don't feel confident, and that's why, you know, I touch base on this in this course quite a lot. Like by owning your work experience, by dressing to make you feel more confident, by being professional, by really owning your career. Like all of these lessons were designed to help you to boost your confidence to go for that pay rise, right? By listing your results and your achievements, it's all created to help you to boost your confidence so you have the mindset to take action and get that pay rise. Another thing that stops people is ambition. So many people say, yeah, I want money, but they don't even have it as a goal. They don't set the goal. You know, it may be like wishy-washy, like, yeah, of course, I would like an increase, very nice. But they don't proactively decide, you know what, this year I'm going to get a pay rise no matter what. Or, you know, by the end of this year, I'm gonna get a 20% pay rise, whether in my current job or my new job. People don't have that ambition, and if you don't even have the ambition or the desire or the drive, it's not going to happen. Another thing that stops people is a vision. And that comes back to the first lesson that we went into. Like, most people feel stuck. And it's kind of it's a continuous cycle. Like, people feel stuck, so they don't create a vision. But if you don't have a vision, you are stuck because how are you going to break out? What is your vision that helps you to get out of your comfort zone that you're going to break out to. And here's the last thing that stops people from actually executing the strategies, and that's clarity. They don't have clarity on the steps, what to do, like what to do next, who to talk to, how to talk to someone, or how to even talk to themselves. And you know, you may think like in some of the previous lessons, like, Bart, why do you talk about it? All I want is a pay rise. But yeah, I designed this course really consciously with all of this knowledge in mind that I see people around me, what is stopping them. Now, there's also a bit of fear there. Many people, they fear that, you know, if they get a pay rise, they have to work harder. And for that reason, we did a net income per hour exercise to, you know, find out, is it worth it? Is the opportunity cost, is it worth it to get that pay rise compared to the extra responsibilities and the amount of hours that I maybe have to do? But if you fear that and you don't consciously write it out, it's going to stop you no matter what, because that's in your mind, right? That's your mindset that you think, hey, if I get a pay rise, I have to work harder, and I'm not gonna do that. Another thing that people fear is something different. And that's what many people stop in their actions of actually applying for a job elsewhere. Because if you work somewhere else, you know, you have to be trained, you have new colleagues, it's different, it's a different place. And many people, they want certainty, they want comfort, they want security. Even though by making a couple of changes, they can make huge positive improvements in their life, they're not going to do it because they fear that something is different. Oh my God, imagine, right? Another thing that keeps people stuck is the fear of the unknown. I kind of want to debunk that because there is no fear of the unknown, but that's what people often say to themselves, like, I don't know what's going to happen. You're not scared of that. You're scared of something different, like a different manager or a different workplace, or, you know, the list that I just gave you. Another thing that's really big is, you know, standing out. Many people, they are so stuck in their circle with the same friends, the same family members, you know, who probably also have the same salary. I'm sure you heard a statistic like your salary is the same as the five people you hang out with. If you want to get a pay rise, hang out with people who are higher than you, who are like earning 50 or 100,000 more than you. That will really help you to push yourself just to be part of that peer group. You need to get that pay rise. But if you are in a group with, you know, low wage income earners, you know, it's likely that if you're going to get pay rises, you know, either you will lose that group or they won't respect you as much. Or, you know, you can turn it into something positive. You can help your group members to get pay rises as well. But people have this fear of standing out. In Australia, they call it the tall poppy syndrome. You know, just, I'm from the Netherlands, and they always say like, oh, just be normal. If you do normal, you're crazy enough already. And it's the same thing. If you earn too much, people are going to chop you off. And that's a big fear that people have. And I want you to be okay with that. It's okay to earn more and lose a couple of people along the way, because there's other people out there, and they're actually higher quality people. So don't be afraid of losing a couple of family members or friends here and there, because, you know, that's the price that you have to pay. And here's the thing too, if you get pay rises and your friends get jealous or they don't accept you, they're not your real friends. A true friend, in my opinion, is someone who wants the best for me. If I get pay rises and my friends are like, oh, lucky you, you bastard, like, is money so important to you? You know, what they really say is that they are jealous because they didn't have the courage to get pay rises and I don't need to be friends with that person. But a real friend would say like, wow, well done, I'm so proud of you, you know, you worked so hard, I've seen all the effort that you put into it, you know. And maybe they even ask a question to coach them, like, how did you get it? Because I would love to get a pay rise as well. So if you could coach me, you know, that would be great. I think it's really time for you now to look in the eye of the tiger. What are you so afraid of that will happen when you ask for a performance review or when you go for an interview elsewhere? What are you afraid of? The way you deal with fear is to make it conscious. Like, don't say, oh, I'm afraid of the unknown. There is no such thing. Write it down specifically, like, what's the fear? What are you afraid of? And it's okay, be brutally honest with yourself, write it down. And from my experience, when you write it down, it already decreases the intensity of the fear. The biggest thing with fear is actually fear itself. But when you specify what the fear actually consists of, the intensity of it will drop. I also want you to ask yourself this question, like, what are you afraid of when you apply for new jobs elsewhere? So many people feel like afraid that they're being found out by their manager, like, oh, he's looking elsewhere. But you know, you really have to look in the eye of the tiger and be okay with it. You know, don't be afraid, it's going to be okay. But yeah, in summary, 80% is mindset, 20% is strategy. So work on your mindset, because if you didn't get the result, you know the strategies, but you don't have the result because your mindset wasn't executing. It wasn't ready for the strategies that you learned. So please do this exercise, and I'll see you in the next one.